Hello and welcome to Harley's Awesome Storytime. Today we have the Atomic Bomb Part 2 of 3. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Atomic Bomb. You know me, I'm the Fishing Man, the Fallout Boy, this is Radio Joe. Don't worry, I'll hold you tight, you'll sleep alright. Don't go outside, you'll get a fright. Let's get right to it. Now, I wouldn't want to go outside if I were you. The Geiger-o-meter is going nuts. So, even if there's a world outside of your front door, it might not be the best time to go and explore. Maybe just stay and listen a while, you know. Don't touch that dial. Ah! Good God, y'all, am I excited or what? Here with you guys another week. Well, I got a good one for you right up after the break. But first, a word from our sponsors. Winter is coming, and when it does, you want to be warm and snug, safe and sound like a bug in a rug. So cozy on up with a MADNW blanket-o denial. Deny the cold, feel the heat. Well, 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 it's time for our Tasty Jam of the Week. What can I say? You guys are expecting this one. Here we go! Atomic Bomb. And we are back! In black? Perhaps! Well, well, well. You wanna know what happened the other day? Radio Joe was just walking out the other day when I passed this guy by. Not thinking twice. And all of a sudden, he shouted out to me, "Are you the son of Rage and Love?" Now, I had to stop and think about this one, but I came back with, "Sure, why not?" Not my finest thing, I'll admit to. But, so he comes back at me with, "Idiosa!" The nerve on this one. Anyways, I talked to him for a little while, and soon it becomes apparent he's a waxen and a waning and a not quite a full moon, if you catch my drift. So next he tells me about this time he went on holiday with this guy, and the way he's talking about him makes me kind of think the other guy, you know, kind of didn't really exist, if you know what I mean. Imagine that, a guy making up a false reality, who'd have thunk it? So, then, his car broke down in the desert and they had to walk home. But eventually they got to the city lights. But that's when they met this other guy. Now, I'm thinking about whether this other guy exists or if he's just another figment. I got no clue. This guy's off his rocker. But apparently, they all mucked up on drugs and that's when he met her. That's when this guy I'm talking to met the girl of his dreams. There's always a girl, isn't there? Well, 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 he starts rambling for a while, and before mentioning his imaginary friend offs himself. Even if he doesn't exist in the first place, that's gotta hurt, eh? Well, then he says his girl up and left him cold and all alone. He finishes his story by telling me he was better off without her. I'm sure he thinks that. Anyway, this guy was giving me the real weird, so as I backs away, I turns around, and I'm about to do the old 1-2 walk away when suddenly, I stop hearing his ramblings. I turn around, he's gone! Weird! Ah, well anyway, we've got another tasty jam for you. Here we go! Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never believe what just happened, huh? So the strings of my guitar just broke, and old Radio Joe doesn't have a spare set, so we're going to have to skip the song, and we'll be right back after these messages. Hold on tight.
You're listening to The Atomic Bomb.
Well, folks, more good news. The heating's out. Just great. Well, we're going to have to cut it about here, folks. And I don't really have a song for you since my guitar strings broke. And I ain't going to get no more. So, I could try an a cappella thing, maybe, if you guys would like that. Oh, death, won't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death.
Thank you for listening to Harley's Awesome Storytime.